Sunday, June 6th at Camp David. President stayed all day and again through the night tonight because Pat wanted to stay up there apparently to get a little rest from the pressure of wedding planning. President was concerned about the follow-up on our whole youth activity. He feels no one's really following up and wants to be sure we've got someone on this, that we're really working on a program to talk to youth directly, especially to our youth, and in such a way as to show their enthusiasm for the president. We need to show we care about them. We need to get pictures of the president with young people and all. He also got into some general schedule plans, shifting things around for next week, and we reviewed a number of the long-range plans, especially relating to trips. We talked a little about the domestic issues poll, and I reported some of the data in it to him. He wanted to have an analysis made telling him what's really important and where we need to make changes, what things we can do as a result of what the poll tells us. He wants this done rather than keeping the entire poll to read, so he returned the full report back to me. We had quite a long talk about Connally and the vice presidency, and he says he thinks it's time for me to sit down and have a frank, confidential talk with Connally about the problem, see if he thinks it can be pulled off. He feels Agnew doesn't really have it. He's not broad-gauged enough, and he doesn't want to raise this in the terms of he's broken his pick, but rather the question of whether he has the grasp to handle the job, and the question of whether we can't avoid his being the issue and that being very negative, and also that we just can't keep him working in the South because whatever he says down there will play all over the country. Also, he's not upbeat. He doesn't give anyone a lift. He's pretty negative and he's not strong. It all adds up to the president's convinced that he can't do the job and that will affect his ability to campaign. Also, he has a lousy staff even with the huge budget. So I'm supposed to get into all this with Connally. He also got into the public TV thing again, which has been bugging him, and he's concerned that nothing's been done. His point is that it doesn't do anything for us, that supporting NET can't help us in any way, and so we need some action to do something to get the thing unfinanced. And how his point is that as long the board doesn't make any difference, and even if we appointed most of the board members now, they don't have much to do with day-to-day operations. Fred Friendly runs it, and he'll screw us at every opportunity. He wants me to take Flanagan off of the responsibility on this and put someone on to cut it or eliminate it. He wants it done right away. End of June 6th.